This is Ozarks at Large. More development in downtown Bentonville and how a wildly popular internet meme has a connection to Rogers. That and much more in this week's edition of the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report.
I'm Paul Gatling, editor of the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal. On the program today, we'll discuss more development planned in downtown Bentonville. I'll also have a conversation with Emily Fisher, a member of the Business Journal's 40 Under 40 class last year, about her trip last week to the Winthrop Rockefeller Institute in Morrilton for the Under 40 Forum. And later, we'll share some grumpy news, but that's good news for Infinity Product Group in Rogers. I'll explain in just a few moments. Let's begin with Specialized Real Estate Group of Fayetteville, the company behind the just-finished Uptown Fayetteville and Shops development on Steele Boulevard, is setting its sights on downtown Bentonville for a similar mixed-use project. The company has about 11 acres under contract east of the Bentonville Square and received the necessary rezoning approval late last month from the Bentonville City Council. About 60% of the planned unit development will consist of mostly three-story apartment buildings with 263 units. The remainder will consist of four-story buildings used by a mixture of office, retail, or commercial tenants. A spokeswoman for the company says construction will begin this summer. This is the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report. Emily Fisher is the development director for the Children's Safety Center of Washington County and was part of the Business Journal's 40 Under 40 class of 2016. She and other honorees attended the second annual Under 40 Forum last week, a two-day event led by the Winthrop Rockefeller Institute and inviting last year's 40 Under 40 honorees from both the Business Journal and Arkansas Business in Central Arkansas. The goal is to facilitate discussions about issues important to our state. And Fisher has a positive takeaway from the trip. Emily, I understand a terrific time was had by all last week at the Winrock Institute in Morrilton. Just give me your impressions. Was it worth the trip to Morrilton?
It was definitely worth the trip. I was really excited to get to know the Northwest Arkansas individuals and also the ones from around the state. And we all seemed to mesh together really well and kind of gel, and we were real open to each other's ideas. And it was interesting to hear the different perspectives on what is fractured in Arkansas. I thought that was really neat to hear all the different things.
Overall, just give me your impressions of the facility. I don't know if you've been there before, but give me your impressions of the facility and just the two-day event.
Yeah, that facility is amazing. I looked at the website before we went, and I was blown away already by the photos that I saw. But then once you get there, you know, you're driving. We came in the back way, so you're driving all the way through the parks and everything, which was beautiful. And I love just all the rock and the nature feel of everything and all the really big glass windows, to where we were like in a meeting setting, but yet it didn't feel enclosed or clinical or anything like that. And I like how also at the event, we got to see some of the other different facilities. We weren't just in one space. You know, we got to go down to a different house for the reception and hear some of the history of Rockefeller and that facility and everything that he built. And I thought that was really neat. And then watching the sunset, and I mean, it was just a fantastic facility. I can't speak enough about it. I mean, 5-star all the way.
And now the focus of the forum, as you mentioned, was on fractured Arkansas, be that political, geographical, economical barriers, and discussing ways to overcome those and bring our state closer together. Just from that topic, what was your key takeaway from your point of view?
My point of view is a little different because of what we do at the Children's Safety Center. We see kids in a different light. And it's kind of funny because Governor Beebe and then the two gentlemen on the panel spoke about how it's still all one Arkansas, you know, socioeconomic, race, all of that kind of stuff. And I could relate extremely well to that because abuse also does not discriminate, and we see all types of kids, all types of families. And so I think that my perspective was really unique because I here at the Children's Safety Center, we deal with all of those types of issues already. And I see the struggle that those different groups have. And so from my perspective, I was able to kind of maybe enlighten some of the others, or maybe guide them on some of their thoughts or ideals and how to either broaden them or narrow them down a little further.
You mentioned Governor Beebe. He delivered the keynote address. And then also you mentioned Skip Rutherford and Rex Nelson, two of the state's top business and political leaders. Those three guys represent a lot of perspective when it comes to what makes Arkansas tick, so to speak. So was there anything specific they discussed or said that really stuck with you as being particularly memorable?
Yeah, just how they both seem to really touch on small town Arkansas, the Delta, how we're, you know, really blessed in Northwest Arkansas and in the Little Rock Central area. But let's not forget about how they used to have, you know, that was where it was thriving. Arkansas, you know, decades ago, that's where our money came from for the state, and how maybe it's our turn to help them. Like, let's not forget our history. And so I thought that was a really key piece to that, because it kind of opened my eyes a little bit. I mean, I'm under 40, so I don't really remember, you know, the Delta and all of that, but I've heard things. But just having them reiterate it and keeping that in the back of our minds as we're trying to fix some of these issues, I thought was very critical to what we were trying to do.
Right. And for the 2017 class of 40 under 40 that's coming up this summer, you recommend this forum to them?
Absolutely. I had such a great time. I know I will have some connections with folks, you know, moving forward. And you never know where your career is going to take you. But you also never know who's interested in kids. After people heard what I do, I had a lot of individuals come up and say, how can I help? You know, so it was great networking. I loved all the different perspectives. I would encourage everyone to make the time to go and really be engaged and listen and have a good time. And it's just another great networking tool, but you're also putting a lot of prosperous and like-minded individuals together to try to better the state that we all live in and that we all love.
Right. Emily, good stuff. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
You can read more about the Under 40 Forum and the story at our website at nwabusinessjournal.com.
Support for the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report is provided by the Arkansas State Chamber of Commerce and Associated Industries of Arkansas. The Chamber's mission is to promote a pro-business, free enterprise agenda and prevent legislation, regulation, and rules that hinder business. More at ArkansasStateChamber.com. First Security is proud to be only in Arkansas, and it shows in your banking experience. They offer smart solutions for personal and business banking, plus convenient services and community investment. That's because First Security is 100% focused on serving customers all across the state and nowhere else. It's local banking with local commitment. First Security. Bank better. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. And OneCom. OneCom provides communications options to help your business adapt to today's demands with tomorrow's technology. With opportunities in virtualization, redundancy, or maximizing your efficiency. Learn more at onecom.com. That's one-comm.com.
Finally today, $30 million. That's what total sales are expected to be this year for Infinity Product Group, a headwear and apparel company based in Rogers. That's a 20% increase over the last 4 years, and driving that growth are Comfy Critters, IPG's trademarked brand of wearable hooded blankets that can also be transformed into a plush stuffed animal. There are about 15 licensed characters, including the online meme sensation Grumpy Cat, an Arizona feline known for its distinct grumpy facial expression. IPG founder and CEO Doug Keller announced the exclusive licensing agreement with Grumpy Cat's owner at the annual Toy Fair trade show last month. The product should hit the market this summer. That does it for today's edition of the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report. I'm Paul Gatling. Thanks for listening.